Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think people, again, that understand how airlines work, when you get behind, it just takes several days to catch up.
Head man, top dog, big cheese, a head honcho.
Captain, number, look at this.
Passenger certain to die. Airline negligent.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Do you think you need to do a better job at messaging and going forward? How do you sell this if ultimately you have to...
Well, I think you all could do a better job at selling it, to be very frank with you.
I see. So she's not jolly or sassy? Not like a jolly, sassy opera singer?
Race is about to start, so why don't we kick it back down to the track?
3, 2, 1.
Drivers, start your engine!
Let's go, Brandon!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Let's go, Brandon! 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to join us here on the Howie Carr Show this afternoon. Every weekday afternoon, and we've got a lot more to get to here today. A statewide office holder has been indicted in Joe Biden's home state. I know. Try not to let it destroy your faith in the integrity of the Delaware Democrat Party.
I'm shocked.
We'll tell you all about it. And there have been some Democrats arrested for voting irregularities in Democrat districts in Michigan and Georgia. Two of those swing states, believe it or not. Again, try not to let it destroy your faith in the integrity of the electoral process of the United States of America. 844-500-4242. All that and much, much more in the coming hour. Now it's time for the Chump Line.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, you've been in Florida now for over a week, and yet you haven't been to the Mar-a-Lago. What happened? Did your Groupon expire? You fake, beautiful person. We're going to be fine.
Mar-a-Lago doesn't open until the end of the month, pal.
Mar-a-Lago!
I can't help it if you aren't one of the invited members, Duvall.
To align with their new tiered admission system, Boston has renamed their prestigious exam school Boston Latinx.
Not bad. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week considering sponsoring NASCAR sensation Brandon Brown, as his fame grows on an almost daily basis. From food courts to college football games to presidential motorcades, his fans continue to show their strong support of this driving phenomenon. Let's go, Brandon.
Build back better with a big, beautiful wall.
Oh, amen to that. Build back pletter.
America is really heading in the right direction. No one knows where Kamala Harris is, and Joe Biden doesn't know where he is.
And Nancy Pelosi can't count to three. We'll play that cut a little bit later on. Let's play it right now, Jared. Cut number one.
My medical leave and the rest. The Build Back Better is three baskets. It's
three.
Climate, which we spent some time talking
one.
About already. Health, jobs, security.
Two, three. Four.
And moral responsibility. It's health care, the issues that relate to the Affordable Care Act, Medicare and Medicaid, and family care. I mentioned some of those issues already.
I can cut Build Back Better down to one basket. Welfare!
Kamala Harris brings new meaning to the word moonbat.
I hadn't thought of that. You're right.
Kids, someday you'll be able to see the craters on the moon with your own eyes. Probably the next time it gets to be close to a full moon.
Biden's coughing and spluttering sound like he's auditioning for a remake of Mr. Ed.
Oh, Wilbur, don't compare me to that doddering old fool.
Just like the Keystone Pipeline workers, Joe Biden just had some great advice for the Southwest airline pilots. Go fly a kite.
Yeah. You know, somebody said, why are you so surprised that he was happy that the CEO of United Airlines laid off or fired 600 employees? He fired 11,000 people his first day in office by shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline. I guess that's true.
First they came for my fish sticks, and I did nothing. Then they came for my filet-o-fish sandwich, and I did nothing. Then they came for my batter-dipped fried clams, and I knew the end was near.
Oh, that's true. That is so. If they, as long as, you know, the thing is, the good thing about batter-dipped fried clams is the supply chain is very direct. From the marshes, from the marshes in Pine Point and that general area of York and Cumberland County, all the way to Ken's place in Pine Point. So I'm not concerned about batter-dipped fried clam supply failing. I'm just concerned about winter and Ken's place closing down for the winter.
Joe Biden has succeeded in uniting the country. United in misery.
That's right. It's that's what they're looking for. Everybody, we will level the playing field by leveling everything in the United States of America, and they've really done an amazing job in only 9 or 10 months.
When it comes to the Democrats, God knows we didn't ask for much, and we certainly got that.
Well, I'd say we're getting a lot of inflation. Gas prices are going up. Governor DeSantis was complaining about that the other day. Cut 23.
I'm really worried about gas prices going up. That's going to really hammer a lot of Floridians who have to commute to work every day. The supplies are not what they used to be. There's a whole host of things that are really having problems right now.
Build back platter, as Joe Biden likes to say.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the community to recognize and understand that the only way to defeat COVID is to fire the folks in the various sectors who don't comply with the vaccine mandates. The National Guard will drive the kids to school, then guard the prisons during the day, then man the speed traps for the fire state troopers as they drive the kids home on their way to the hospital to empty the bedpans for the fired nurses. This all could have been avoided if everyone just wore a mask religiously and supported DZI.
I think that's the Chump Line message of the day, if not the week. That sums up Charlie Parker in a nutshell right there. And that's why President Trump is supporting Jeff Diehl in the Republican primary.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Chump Line number, if you would like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear more messages from the Chump Line, which we didn't have room for just now, get Chopped Chumps. We post Chopped Chumps around 7 o'clock every weekday evening. And you can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, considering sponsoring NASCAR sensation Brandon Brown, as his fame grows on a daily basis. From food courts to college football to presidential motorcades, his fans continue to show their strong support of this driving phenomenon. Let's go, Brandon!
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the community to recognize and understand that the only way to defeat COVID is to fire the folks in the various sectors who don't comply with the vaccine mandates. The National Guard will drive the kids to school, then guard the prisons during the day, then man the speed traps for the fire state troopers as they drive the kids home, on their way to the hospital to empty the bedpans for the fired nurses. This all could have been avoided if everyone just wore a mask religiously and supported DZI.
He's going to be a dynamo running for re-election on that platform, because that's what it boils down to, doesn't it? I mean, you know, that's good humor because there's a lot of truth in it. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get-off-my-lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial seven digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarShow.com.
They're going to help kick this thing off. All right, guys, ready? In 3, 2, 1.
Drivers, start your engines!
Let's go, Brandon!
A friend of mine just sent me a picture he took of a truck this afternoon, a big 18-wheeler. You know how they have the dusty... Dirty backs, and people write messages, usually obscene messages, on the back of the truck. This guy sent me one he saw on the road today. Let's go, Brandon. That was nice to see. It amused me greatly. All right. The poll question. This fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you been unable to buy at least two of your favorite products at the grocery store?
Yes, I have.
33% say no, they have not.
Okay. Well, we're getting random texts here and there. Somebody texted in from Ohio and said, thank goodness we haven't seen any shortages yet. Well, just keep your fingers crossed on those fish sticks. We told you about that. They could be in a perilous position in a few weeks if we don't get this Jones Act thing straightened out with the maritime provinces in Canada. 844-500-4242. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
I was just wondering if you could help me out here. You know how they're going to have the FBI investigating all these $600 withdrawals from banks and such?
The IRS, but same thing. Yeah, Internal Revenue
all right.
Service. Okay, yeah.
Are they going to investigate the money that's going out of this country from these illegals?
You know what? That is a really good. That's a really good question, Jerry. You know, you remember when I think it was Oklahoma a few years back passed a tax on all money going out of the country? They said they might as well get some kind of return on the welfare investment because these people were just taking all their welfare checks and sending it out. They were buying these big blue barrels and packing them full of the food that they bought with their EBT cards, and then they would just go to the food pantries and get them. That's a great suggestion, Jerry. But you know that's not going to happen. I mean, any more than the illegal aliens have to get vaccinated while you and I do have to get vaccinated, right?
What are these people going to be doing then for the next, I don't know how many years here? Anything they want?
Well, yeah, of course, Jerry, they're going to vote Democrat. They're the new Americans. You know, Joe Biden said last year during the campaign, they're better Americans than real Americans who actually work for a job, work for a living, and play by the rules. Illegal aliens are the future. Everything free in America, baby. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. You want some election news? An employee at a suburban Detroit nursing home filled out absentee ballot applications for 24 residents without consulting them before the 2020 elections.
I'm shocked.
Authorities said yesterday. The case was one of three cases of alleged fraud announced by the state. In another case, a Detroit woman is accused of signing her grandson's name on an absentee ballot and returning it, even though he had decided to vote in person. In a third investigation, a woman who served as a guardian was charged in several communities after authorities said she fraudulently submitted 26 absentee ballot applications and sought to have ballots mailed directly to her. Do you think we can call this the tip of the iceberg? I got more to read. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, hi, Howie. I'm just wondering if this disease is as serious as we allege that it is, as the president and the Democrats allege, why did the president open the border and allow all these people from basically unvaccinated countries? Vaccination rates are below 5%. So these people are unvaccinated. He'll brag about all the number of people we vaccinated last week, last month. They're canceled by the hundreds of thousands that come over the border and go to locations which are kind of suspicious, because the only way it makes sense is these people are going to locations in buses or planes, and they're going to be registered to vote. They're going to steal another election. So keep this disease serious, but you're allowing more and more people to come in and play games with the electoral system.
I know. Obviously, it's not as serious as they claim, or they consider it an even more serious issue to get in mendicants, beggars, into the third world beggars into the country who are going to become wards of the state and always do what the Democrats want them to do in order to just keep the free ride going. I mean, that's the way it is. Kay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kay.
Hi, Howie. I just wanted to say I have a friend who is a Democrat, very active, and she has maybe 5 meetings a week for social justice and other causes. They have 2 for Tuesday where they want you to give 2 new ideas to get their agenda through every Tuesday. And I'd like to know what Republicans are doing. Nothing. And until we get off our rear end.
I know. The Republicans are working for a living, Kay. I dare say your friend is not working for a living, right?
She is now retired, but she did this before. No,
yeah.
This is constant, and they do it all, I mean, for years. This is decades they've been doing this. And, you know, whether Republicans are working, you don't have an hour sometime during the week to do something. And, I mean, I'm guilty of it myself, but, you know, I know it's inconvenient.
Yeah. I wonder how much your friend has actually accomplished. Although the state is in shambles, so maybe she has accomplished something. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, they're talking again today at the White House about people paying their fair share. And I guess a New York Post reporter asked Jen Psaki about the fact that the Bidens appear to owe about $500,000, $500,000 in unpaid Medicare taxes. And she said it was debunked. That's what they always say. You know, when it's not been debunked, they say it's debunked.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here.
Psaki grew visibly annoyed when asked about the issue by the Post, the New York Post, at her daily press briefing, and cut off the line of questioning after an expert was cited who affirmed Biden might indeed owe taxes. So instead of taking it as income, all this money that he was being paid by, you know, for speeches and these book advances for books nobody was going to read, et cetera, he instead of claiming it as income, he pushes it through a corporation and he has to pay fewer taxes. And these are some of the loopholes that they are always saying that they have to close on the trillionaires, as Joe Biden calls them. But he, for himself, he can use those trillionaire type tax loopholes, quote unquote. 844-500-4242. Okay, you want some election fraud in Georgia? Two Georgia election workers from the state's most populous county, that would be Fulton, Atlanta, were fired on Friday for allegedly shredding voter applications in the past 2 weeks. Two employees may have checked out batches of applications for processing, but allegedly shredded a portion of the forms instead of fully processing them. 300 municipal election-related applications were allegedly destroyed. These are for the mayoral city council elections coming up. The illicit behavior reportedly occurred within the last 2 weeks. Fulton County is already under investigation for its election practices after a state election board voted unanimously in August to create a bipartisan review panel to probe the handling of elections in the county. I believe that's where they had the leak on election night last year, which turned out not to be a leak. Try not to let what I'm about to tell you destroy your faith in the integrity of Democrat statewide elected officials anywhere in any state. Delaware's state auditor, who was responsible for rooting out government waste, fraud, and abuse, was indicted yesterday on public corruption charges. An indictment issued by a Newcastle County grand jury charges Kathleen McGinnis, 58, with felony counts of theft and witness intimidation and misdemeanor charges of official misconduct, conflict of interest, and noncompliance with state procurement laws. McGinnis hired her daughter and one of her daughter's friends, both high school seniors at the time, as temporary employees in May of last year, even though other temporary employees had had to leave their positions because of the lack of available work amidst the panic. Elizabeth McGinnis, that's the daughter, who has not been charged, continued to be paid even after enrolling at a college in South Carolina last year. And she was still listed as an employee as recently as August 28th. Can someone say no-show job? She was initially listed as a public information officer and later as an intern. She got $19,000, the auditor's daughter did. The daughter's friend was paid more than $7,000. The state attorney general, Kathleen Jennings, another Democrat, said she paid her daughter, meaning the auditor, thousands of tax dollars, even when the daughter wasn't showing up for work. That's what you call a no-show job. She's also charged with orchestrating a 2019 no-bid communication service contract for the company she'd used as a campaign consultant when running for lieutenant governor, apparently unsuccessfully, in 2016. So she kept the initial contract just under the $50,000 threshold that requires public bids. You know how much she gave them? $49,900. Boy, was she. She was too cute by half, as we used to say at the State House. When employees in the auditor's office became aware of her crimes, she responded by trying to intimidate the whistleblowers. I'm shocked that a Democrat would do something.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
When her staff discovered her misconduct and did the right thing by speaking up, the auditor, whose job it is to be a government watchdog, engaged in an extensive pattern of surveillance and intimidation against those whistleblowers, said the AG. 844-500-4242. One more. This is from pjmedia.com. In the UK, they have Afghan refugees as well. They were placed in a popular vacation hotel in Scarborough, North Yorkshire, England. It's called the Grand Hotel. It was built in 1867. It's the largest hotel in Europe. And now they've decided to take in 200 Afghan evacuees. One of the hotel's recent guests wrote, "Stayed in a hotel while working away contracting in East Yorkshire. I caught scabies and can only presume it was from this filthy hellhole. Also caught a man defecating into a carrier bag. What the hell is going on in this hotel? I would not stay ever again. What a shame the government would do this to a seaside town." That bit about the carrier bag shouldn't surprise anyone, says PJ Media. The Wall Street Journal recently noted that new Afghan arrivals at Fort McCoy in Washington were, quote, confused and upset by hygiene practices. Every toilet on base was Western style, with a seat and toilet paper. But a number of Afghans are accustomed to restrooms that allow them to squat so they don't have to physically touch the toilet. In some cases, that has led to Afghans relieving themselves outside or into carrier bags at the Grand Hotel Scarborough. Another Grand Hotel guest had no better experiences to report. Decided to treat my partner and myself to a three-day break as my partner is disabled and has been through the mill lately. There were refugees and more buses just arriving. I spoke to the man on the desk and asked for a refund and explained why. He started shouting at me, calling me a racist. I believe Afghans are white. I'm no racist. I booked the break when the school holidays had ended so it would be quiet. As I was at the desk getting insulted, at least three others were also demanding a refund for the same reasons. The next day, the Grand Hotel was trying to get more money off my credit card. So here's how TripAdvisor is handling this. They've added a note to the Grand Hotel's page in England. "We have temporarily suspended publishing new reviews for this listing." That should solve all the problems. 844-500-4242. Philip, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Philip.
Yes, hi, Howie. I just had to relate the story. I was down in Hyannis. I went into Staples. I was checking out, and I had your the Chump line on as I was going through the line. And this moonback guy pushing three bills, about 6'5", he comes up behind me and he says, "Can you turn off that right wing nut so I don't have to listen to it?" And I said, "No." And he goes, "Oh, so I know what kind of guy you are. I know what kind of right wing nut you are too." And I said, and then I go, "He said, I know what kind of person you are too. You want to see America turn into Venezuela?" You know, it's like he said. So anyway, it was quite the encounter.
You said that guy weighed 300 pounds, Philip. The good thing about Venezuela, from his perspective, is the average weight of people in Venezuela has gone down precipitously in the last 10 years or so.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're getting under their skin down here, I'll tell you, these moonbats.
I hope he liked the Charlie Parker. I'm sure he's a Charlie Parker voter. I hope he liked that one. That was the best Chump Line message of the day. Thanks for listening to the show, Philip, down there. 844-500-4242. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie, I got two quick things. The Build Back Better plan.
Yes.
It scrutinizes not only $600 a transaction. If you have 20 transactions or more a year, they want access to your account, which means if you're making roughly $15 an hour and you have direct deposit, they're going to be all over you.
No, they're going to be all over everybody. The thing is here, Kevin, is that this just gives them a way to pry. I mean, they always talk about the liberals don't want these threshold motor vehicle laws because they say they can be used for racial profiling, you know, like not wearing a seatbelt or talking on a cell phone. But they apparently have no qualms whatsoever about having these threshold laws that enable them to pry into your bank accounts.
Yep. The other thing is, I met a guy yesterday in my town up here in Maine who worked for the fire department, EMT.
Yeah.
And the firehouse was right across the street from a Hannaford where they were giving away COVID shots.
Yeah.
He said at least a couple, three times a week, they were going across the street for people who were having major seizures and breathing problems. Ugh. And all these things right after the shot. And a couple of times a week going to people's houses where maybe 4 or 5 hours after the shot, they were having shortness of breath, just all kinds of adverse reactions that you never hear about.
Well, you do hear about them more and more, Kevin, don't you? I mean, but that's, you're right. I mean, it's not the mainstream media is not going out of their way to publicize them. That's for sure. Thanks for the call. You know, this thing about not having a bank account being a good idea. I remember when I was a young reporter, there were two of the nine members of the Boston City Council didn't have checking accounts. One was Dapper O'Neill, and the other was Ray Flynn, the future mayor. And they just that's the culture they came from. Nobody had a bank account. They just carried cash, got paid in cash, paid off the, even the utility bills were paid in cash. The mortgages were paid in cash. And the old mayor, the famous mayor, James Michael Curley, no relation to Grace, although she jokes about it sometimes. James Michael Curley was the mayor and the governor and a congressman, went to prison a couple of times. He never had a checking account. And he told his son, Frank Curley, the last survivor, he said to him one time, Frank used to talk about it. He said, I don't have a checking account, and you are not going to have a checking account. I shouldn't even have to explain to you why. And you know what? What was true in James Michael Curley's day is becoming true again. What goes around comes around, you know? They're gonna use the checking account against you, whether you're stealing money like James Michael Curley did, or whether you're earning money. If show me the man, I'll show you the crime, as they say. Thanks for the call, Kevin. 844-500-4242. My friends at Balance 7 are doing something they've never done before. They are taking $10 off plus free shipping on their 32-ounce supply bottle to make it even more affordable for listeners to try. This 11-day supply will cost you less than $20. Balance 7 gives me more energy than coffee, and with this price, it costs less than a cup of coffee. Howie Carr Show listeners love Balance 7. One listener writes, I started drinking Balance 7 three times a day, and within 2 weeks, I started enjoying activities like hiking again. I headed back to Florida last week, and I took 4 jugs with me. That's how much I love it. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often at remotes, listeners thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. Acids can come from coffee or even wine. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference within 72 hours. If you suffer from heartburn or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. This special is for 1 week only, so order today at balance7.com and put in code HOWIE10 for $10 off and free shipping. Order today and save $10 off their 11-day supply bottle and receive free shipping with code HOWIE10. That's code word HOWIE10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, Howie, great show today.
Thank you.
I just wanted to just say that when it comes to the government looking for you, that $600 limit, I think a lot of people are going to move to cash, but then I think the government's going to try to make a move away from cash, go to electronic, and really put the hammer down on people.
Oh, I know. Exactly. I mean, there's so many places that are already moving away from cash, Al, as you know, right?
Yes. Yep. Several countries have done it already.
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of places you go now, you can't even use cash. They've done away with it. Now, you know, in some ways, I can understand it because there's less opportunities for the employees to steal, and I get that. But, you know, it also, you're right, it makes it easier for them to control how you're spending your money. And they want to know everything. This is these are scary times we live in. And there's still a lot to be said for the use of cash. Thanks for the call, Al. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just put $100 worth of gas in my pickup truck, and I could take some more. I got a question for you with this humanitarian crisis on the border that's so scary, all these people coming 1,500 miles. Where do they stack all the bodies if COVID is so deadly? I mean, where are they stacking them? It must be like cordwood.
Well, you know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Minnesota, at the height of this, it's controlled by Democrats, so they were all in on the panic. And they said there were going to be 74,000 deaths. 74,000 deaths in Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes and 74,000 COVID deaths. And so they bought a refrigerated fruit warehouse in the metropolitan Twin Cities area. And as it turns out, there have only been, I think, 8,300 deaths. So they just sold they're trying to sell the refrigerated warehouse where they were going to keep all the bodies. And it's like New York. Remember Cuomo was talking, oh, we don't have enough ventilators. We don't have enough ventilators. So Trump sent him thousands of ventilators. And a month or so later, he starts quietly shipping the ventilators out to Michigan and other states that needed them more. I mean, there's been nothing but hysteria from day one over this thing. And the deaths, you know, bodies being stacked up like cordwood is just another example of it. Thanks for the call, Mike. Ben, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ben.
How you doing, Howie? Long-time listener, first-time caller. My memory serves me correct. There was a gentleman on this show, 95 WXTK on Cape Cod, named Gino Montesi, and he said, you know, Ted Kennedy used to hammer him all the time. And he said, Ted Kennedy and his anchor babies are going to become the Democrats of the future. And here we are in 2020, 2021, and we have all of these people that came in here in the 80s and 90s. Now we've got a party that is completely and totally in bed with this idea that we can take everybody's problems from all around the world and we'll give them a voting ballot and we will change this country. And here we are. You know, we're waging war on Americans that, for lack of a better term, don't want to get the vaccine. But our borders are wide open,
right? And they don't. And the new and the people coming across the border who were in many cases criminals and in almost all cases have no skills. They don't have to take the vaccine. You're right about that, Ben. I talked about this in Kennedy Babylon Volume 2. I had a whole chapter on the Immigration Reform Act of 1965. That's what Ted wanted. I mean, this is what happened after the assassination of his brother in 1963. Somehow a lot of Americans got this guilt and decided to open up the borders and look at the Tower of Babel that we've created in this country. It's a very, very sad state of affairs. I'm Howie Carr.